Full Works pre-game interview.
Lucky to be joined in the box this evening by the chief football writer from the Weekly Times, of course. If you want the best in bush footy, it is the Weekly Times. David Johnston has been good enough to join us, has been a previous guest on Carrick Footy. Jono, good evening to you.
Good evening, Steve. How's the golf going?
Very well. Going okay. I'm through to the last eight in the Port Arlington knockout.
So you've improved from our hit at Cobram Baruga just before Christmas?
Oh, just a little bit.
That's good to hear.
There's a little drive-by from Jono early.
No, we were both terrible, weren't we?
We were shizing, would be the best way to describe it. What's happening in bush footy?
A lot. But I want to touch on, thanks very much for having us today, I want to touch on Hay Football Club.
Hay, in New South Wales?
Hay is a long way from nowhere.
Yep.
They, seriously, you don't know a more remote community, but I don't think I have come across a more passionate community about sport. Today they celebrated their 150th year of existence. It's been confirmed late last week that they are the oldest country footy club in New South Wales.
Wow.
They got presented with a plaque today to mark their ground as for the 150th.
Yeah.
And it went alongside the SCG, Robertson Oval in Wagga.
Yep.
Jubilee Park, I think, in Broken Hill. 150, they beat Albury,
yep,
by 10 days as the oldest country footy club in New South Wales.
It's a fair effort.
It's a fair effort.
And they've changed leagues.
They changed leagues, and today they play. Last year they won the last ever Golden Rivers League Grand Final, beat Ultima.
Yep.
Today they played Ultima on this really special day as the Grand Final replay. It was really well set up by all the league, and there was a great way to celebrate. They've beaten them. I've just checked the scores. They've taken a while to come through, but they won by a point.
Yeah. One of the articles I followed and like reading your stuff, Jono, because it's not injuries and match reports and stuff like that. You dig a little bit deeper, but mental health is... The article that you wrote specifically focused on the northeast of the state, but especially with what's happened in Geelong this week with the passing of a young St Mary's female player.
I didn't know that until you come in tonight.
So this is very topical around mental health, and we're trying to get something greater than the sum of its parts for the entire sort of Southern New South Wales, Victoria region. Mm.
A lot of clubs do a lot of leagues do a great work, a lot of great work in this space. But it's all through the year at different parts of the year. Our mission, the Herald Sun, the Weekly Times, is to bring it together on one weekend.
Yep.
More bang for buck.
Yep.
And part of that push that we're pushing to the AFL is to also run side by side is a mental health awareness game right here at the G.
Okay. As a curtain raiser?
No. Well, we're hoping... Only more recently, and Geelong was involved in it.
Yep. The country
game. There was a country game.
Yep.
But that country game has just fallen off the cliff.
Yep.
It no longer exists. Unless I'm wrong.
No, it doesn't.
So there is the opportunity. So if we can bring... And mental health touches everybody, as we know. And right now, that we think there is an opportunity to, and with pressures in the bush, fuel prices,
cost of living, yep,
fertilizer, everyone's feeling
diesel,
everyone's feeling the pinch.
Yep.
And that brings stress on, because we're talking about multi-million-dollar farming enterprise, because every farm's got bigger.
Yep.
They're not like little
farmers,
family farm.
Yeah.
They've all aggregated. It's a big, big, big business. And with big, big businesses come big costs. So there's pressures. So we just think we can bring it. We're trying to bring it all together to get the bigger bang for buck in terms of the message.
What's the reception been from AFL House?
Nothing yet, but we're not giving up.
Yep.
So our mission is to keep chipping away. We've got an interleague game in 2 weeks' time. Between the Ovens and Murray and Bendigo, yep, they're coming on board. There'll be a story in the Weekly Times next Wednesday showing their commitment to the course. They're two of the biggest leagues in Victoria.
Yep.
So they've been supported today. We've done some set-up publicity for that will come out next Wednesday about their commitment. It'll be symbolic more than people getting up making speeches.
Yeah.
Because we want people to start a conversation.
Real action.
Totally.
Yep. nice segue. We'll obviously help you with what we can with that. But a nice segue. Thank you. Talking about interleague, we don't have a great interleague set up at the moment in the Geelong region. Geelong and Ballerine aren't involved. The Geelong and District League and the Colac.
Well, no one's involved.
Well, Colac and District League are going to play each other in the under 25s.
So it's all ad hoc. It's all over the shop.
Yeah. Doesn't need to come back.
Well, we've tried, but we've failed.
No.
So we're reloading on another project that's working up in the background as well, and I'll bring you in. Yeah, but we might get some love for that idea.
Yeah. Where are we at with AFL House and their involvement and, I suppose, contribution and knowledge of what's going on?
Yeah, and you guys know it as well as everyone. Mate, there's bushfires burning on every front. Like, you got Lara who fell over in your part of the world. You got Swan Reach in the Omeo League who fell over this year. You've got a reserves footy's terrible.
Yeah.
Mate, you got blokes being pulled out of a pub on a Friday night just to fill the numbers.
That's when they played their best footy, they reckon, some of them. Unless they were half gassed. Well, John Daly won a British Open and he drank 400 bottles of whiskey for the entire 5 days he was there. So maybe there's something to
just
it.
Just loosen up.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Well, better than the beta blockers in golf. You don't have to worry about it. You can just get out there and launch. Maybe some players. I know somebody who played high-level basketball who...
In this box?
No. Played professionally who... He and another player, they were never on the straight and narrow when they played.
Ever. Mate, honestly, you've got clubs wanting to change leagues to get, you know, think that they can, you know, their future can be consolidated, greater sustainability.
Yep.
I just wish AFL Victoria would join in the conversation, but they seem to be hands off on anything that's somewhat controversial or... But I think AFL Victoria is under-resourced in the country footy, local footy space.
Yep.
And I think there needs to be more, you know, come down from the top, you know, and say, well, how many thousand people play country footy, suburban footy on a weekend?
Oh, be in the 100,000 potentially, all up, all told.
So that's a big body of people, isn't it?
Mm.
And they're still churning out draft picks every year.
Yep. It's got to start somewhere.
Well, of course it does.
Mm. Yeah. It's got to start. Benny, you all right, Benny? You're throwing your hands around.
He's active.
Fair dick.
He's having a stroke.
I'm going to punch someone here in a minute.
Why?
Because the cords, you're getting wrapped around these cords. It's a disaster area down here.
Looks like the old coral with timekeeper's box.
It's like a Balinese power pole down there.
You haven't seen nothing. They haven't lived until you've been to John Ford Oval timekeeper's box. Stephen King knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the commentary box there was a little bit...
I've lived, but I haven't lived like this.
Well, that was the old Greyhound caller's box when they used to run greys at John Ford Oval.
100% it was.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Positive stories. What's keeping sort of ticking over in the positive frame of mind for local footy?
Well, I think the fact that people can still get teams on the ground. I don't want to circle back because we've already covered it, but I'm blown away by how Hay has just continued to survive. There's been periods where they haven't been in a structured league but they've gone back, formed four teams in the town.
Yep.
And this is the same town that this is in southern New South Wales. This is a rugby, they've got a rugby union team and got a rugby league team in the same town. Mate, they live for sport.
Yeah.
Farmers.
Hey?
Farmers. There's plenty of farmers there. And they always... Farmers are the greatest group of people that... Oh, I haven't got a cent. Oh, it's been a bad year. And they're getting in their $200,000 Range Rover.
Touareg tractor.
Yeah. I mean, there's some clubs up in Central Victoria that bus in a team from Geelong. All funded by farmers.
Yeah, absolutely.
The entire team.
Because it's now about... The best fundraiser in country footy is the crop.
Oh...
Really?
Am I new to the story? Wheat and chaff arrangements, or are you talking about the stuff that sort of it can billows a little bit Bob Marley style?
But I'm talking about going away from a chook raffle and a meat raffle at a pub on a Friday night.
Oh, you're into the crop. Well, that's extraordinary. We've heard it here on K-Rock. The way to the top in country footy.
So I'm preaching
possibly
to the
Mari Joanna.
I'm preaching to the converted by the sound of it.
Oh wow. Well.
I'm joking.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Very much so.
John, preaching to the choir, whatever. Yes. Yeah.
Well, we look forward to weekly times every Wednesday, but also online as well.
Can you get the Bombers up?
Score is around the grounds.
We're 2 points up.
It's very weak.
Where I'm a long still, suffering. I'm a long suffering Essendon supporter.
It's still. It's only just the start of that last quarter.
I know that.
They did
lead
by as much as four goals.
I know that.
The Bombers. So
if they only lose by a goal or two, they might still sing the song.
Yeah.
The way they're tracking.
No, they'll have Mad Monday if they lose. If they lose by less than three goals.
That is so patronising. <Yeah. laughs>
John, I appreciate you dropping by.
Love it.
Always
well,
a pleasure. No,
Jono.
Yeah.
Enjoy your evening in the hospitality. And we wish you
would
join.
We've got a power by-election to sort of
Oh, you do? So, yes, power.
It's closed. Yeah. It's been an interesting 5 to 10 weeks up there. I can guarantee that.
Because it wasn't... Labor didn't run a candidate in that seat.
No. And so it'll come down to a race between an independent, Michelle Millthorpe, and One Nation candidate, David Farley, a big agribusiness operator.
So the Libs and the Nats won't win what has always been... Well, it was a Nats seat until Susan Lee took it.
I double-checked the bookies at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and it's a race in two.
Right. Gamble responsibly.
Don't trust the bookies.
And go... sorry?
They said when Dandy Andy won the Australia Cup, Vaux Rogue was a race in one.
They don't get it too often in
66
politics.
66 to one, big Dandy Andy down the outside.
At Flemington, yeah. Australian Cup, wasn't it?
I was on, yeah. Australian Cup, yeah.
Good to see you, Jono.
No, fantastic.
David Johnston joining us from the Weekly Times. Thanks to Poolworks. Got a dirty pool or spa? Call Poolworks, Geelong, Torquay and Ocean Grove. Jono's hightailing it out of here.
Louise, he's going back to the bar. He's talking about getting players out of the pub on a Friday night, and he comes in here the first thing he says, I've been on the gas.
See you, Jono.
See you, Jono. Great to see you.
Poolworks pre-game interview.